minutes to the 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden are here spending some time on medical issues. Dr. Ken is going to join us in a few minutes with a house call. In the meantime, the ladies on The View yesterday talked to Dr. Richard Besser about a couple of important medical things that I thought you might want to hear in case you didn't see the program. A lot of you don't have a chance to. I find the information that they present to be well-rounded.
This was a big story
credible.
Yesterday.
Right. The million birth control pill recall. This is one thing that needs some attention. And then they talk about the effects of human growth hormone. If you're taking HGH, you'll want to listen. So both of these things, ladies on The View with Dr. Richard Besser.
This week we hear that a million birth control pills are no good.
That's
How
right.
did that happen?
You know, it's a big problem. When you get a pack of birth control pills, there's 28 pills in there, but only 21 of them have the drug. The
right.
other seven are sugar pill.
Right.
And when they package them, they mix them up.
Oh, the placebo.
That's right. So you don't know when you're taking a pill.
Why
if
did
it's
they
the,
do that?
Well, it was a problem on the production line.
So then what about women who have been taking birth control pills? You better look at your belly.
That's right.
So
if, if you're on one of these Pfizer pills, what you need to do is call your doctor, call your pharmacy, and say, has my pill been recalled? If it has,
so they have the lot numbers.
They've got the lot numbers. Okay. They'll know for sure whether yours is one to worry about.
Wait.
Yeah.
So suppose yours is one of the things to worry about. What do you do about it?
All right, a couple things. One is use something else. Okay, condoms, diaphragm. Make sure
in the meantime,
that
use something else.
Use something else. Yeah. If you were on this one, you stop taking that. Your doctor can put you on another type of birth control pill. But you're not going to be protected for a good 7 days.
What if you got pregnant?
If you got pregnant on one of those pills.
Are there risks to the woman and the child, the baby?
So, well, a couple things. If you got pregnant, stop taking the pills. All right, but the good news is that there's absolutely no evidence that it causes any harm to your baby. Mm-hmm. A lot of women have started taking birth control pills without knowing they were already pregnant.
Right.
And then there's no problem from that at all.
But what if you didn't want the baby?
Well,
I see a lot of lawsuits
I think
here.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
But Pfizer can absorb it. They have a lot of money.
If you were taking a pill because you didn't want to get pregnant and you got pregnant because they made a mistake, that's going to be a big issue.
That was my idea.
What advice I always give you?
And I never take it. Keep my legs closed.
Do we know when they discover? How long before this sort of fell apart? How long?
Well, it's hard to say. There were 28 lots.
Right.
The expiration dates are on the Pfizer website. But I would still, if you were on one of these pills, the low overall or any pill, I would check with your pharmacy to make sure, just to be careful.
Wow. All right, so he also talked to the ladies about if you're taking HGH, human growth hormone, and it's not yours, there are different pills. I remember we had a sponsor, it was a stimulant for your own human growth hormone, which is different than taking it from another source. Here is a Q&A on that for you.
Now, I've been hearing about this for years. Men take it, they feel better and stronger. Women take it, their skin is good. And then I thought that we sort of forgot about it, but Vanity Fair magazine has brought it up again. So what we hear about the upside, what's the downside?
Well, I mean, Everyone's looking for the fountain of youth, and this is the hot one right now. There is a downside. The only studies that were done on this drug were very short-term. So long-term, concerns are it could lead to diabetes. There's concern about increased blood pressure. In men who are on it for a long time, they can grow breasts. I mean, these aren't things to be taken lightly, and they can't be marketed as anti-aging, but you can find doctors who will do it, because once you start doing this, if you start doing it, you'll see some of your fat go away, you'll see some of your lean muscle appear.
Women can't grow breasts on that?
No way. If you take this pill, you feel, stronger, better?
Such a placebo effect. So if you take this pill, there's a chance that you're going to feel your sex life is better. Because you're taking this pill and you want it to have that effect.
But isn't this like that addendum that goes with things like Viagra? Like, if you have, an erection for 19 hours, perhaps you should see a doctor. Isn't it sort of along those lines that your hair comes out?
I think it's more dangerous. Something like Viagra, there's a lot of data on how well that drug works. There are side effects, but there's a lot to show that it works. Here with this, there isn't even a lot of data to show long-term that it works. So, very expensive.
I'm listening to that. Elizabeth's gotten pretty feisty there with her comments. Did you hear what Barbara said to her? Advice.
Keep your legs.
Keep your legs. All right. Jennifer, you'd be well served to listen to that advice. Roberta, you as well. Yes, dastardly guys around.
Roberta, yeah.
Take advantage of you.
Listen to that, Roberta.
Mr.
Where are they? Send him my way.
Dr. Ken. I was going to say Mr. Ken. Dr. Ken joins us in a moment. He's making a house call, and you'll be the beneficiaries of lots of info. Stand no, you have to stand by. You can sit by. Just be attuned. Be aware.
Don't move.
That there is info coming that you need and possibly can benefit from, so stand by.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
A visit from the house guest, house caller, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day with a lot of information, a lot of stroke info this week. Ken, worrying and things that we all do, how does that factor into your risk for a stroke?
The American Stroke Association's International Stroke Conference is being held this week in New Orleans. There's a lot of good information, new information this week. Doug, a high level of a personality trait called harm avoidance, which includes excessive worrying, pessimism, fear, and fatigue, is associated with a higher stroke risk. So relax and just don't worry.
Don't worry, be happy. All right, we talk a lot about sunlight, vitamin D, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How does that affect your risk for a stroke?
More out of this conference, people who live in a sunny place may have a lower risk of stroke, Doug. It may be due to the effect of sunlight on vitamin D in your body, because a second study suggests eating a lot of salmon, egg, tuna, and other vitamin D-rich foods may help protect against stroke and memory loss.
Diet soda.
Out of the Journal of General Internal Medicine, also this week, drinking diet soft drinks on a daily, and that's key, a daily basis, appear to increase the risk of stroke, heart attack, and vascular death. However, light soft drink users, those are people who drank between one a month and six a week, and those who chose regular soft drinks were not more likely to suffer vascular events, Doug.
If you're father or mother had a stroke, more likely your father. Not many women have strokes, do they these days?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they do. All right, so this is information for adult children of stroke sufferers.
Listen up, because this is fascinating out of the same meeting. Many adults whose parents suffer a stroke before, and this is key, before age 65, experience vascular changes and brain aging in middle age that may precede a stroke. The brain scans of these people showed that the offsprings had higher volume of white matter lesions, equivalent to a difference of already nearly 3 years of brain age.
Wow. Woof. So let's see here. What else? Sleep apnea, one of these things that is not really well understood. You hear all kinds of tales tied to people who have problems with sleep apnea. How does this affect those who might be vulnerable for a stroke?
So common, the more we learn about it, we must take this seriously. Doug, sleep apnea is the disorder marked by abnormal pauses in breathing during sleep, is already known to boost the risk of stroke. The news is that sleep apnea is linked to silent strokes in which there is tissue death in the brain without symptoms.
Wow.
And stents, how might this whole business about stroke comes about as a result of not having enough blood flow or something coming loose in your system and lodging in your brain. So how do stents impact that?
Exactly. Here's some good news, hope for those who like the less invasive approach. This less invasive approach for clearing neck arteries of dangerous plaque, Doug, works just as well as surgical treatment for most people at high risk of stroke. 94% of patients' arteries remained open 2 years after undergoing either surgery or the less invasive procedures, which involved inserting a stent.
Wow. You hear all these things that more and more don't have the operation, find something else. And one of the things that is important for those of you who have perhaps a risk of stroke, it has to do with cholesterol levels, triglycerides as well. And Ken, would you like to share with us what you now are recommending for people as a natural approach to dealing with these problems in part?
Doug, high cholesterol, it's a serious problem that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. As a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. A new all-natural approach from Italy might be right for our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
So how'd you like to get a 30-day supply free of Cardiol? You can do that. You go to Cardiol, Cardiol.net. Or you call 888-809-6424. Use the discount code KEN when you order online at cardiol.net or call them at 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial supply. Pay for shipping and handling. Cardiol at 888-809-6424. What about dieting? Quick story I noticed here on what people are doing in the snack department, Ken.
I'm going to be trying this one all week. It's out of the annual meeting of the Society for Personality and Social Psychology. Doug, people who postpone a snack they crave actually desire it less and are able to delay eating it. They then eat less of that food over the next week. When you postpone to some indefinite time in the future, the desire for the food actually decreases.
Wow. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Funny, 1 minute after the hour, it's great, if I do say so myself, how we combine the best elements of info and enter. So it's inter-infotainment.
Hoo-ah!
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Advantage.
We call Charlotte the Boofer because her bark doesn't sound like a regular bark. It's boof, 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 boof.
Could you imagine what he does when he's not on the air?
No. I don't want to know.
Well, you know,
let's have a moment of silence for our careers.
Right.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Join the party, Doug Steffens, good day.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Who has been your favorite performer at the halftime show in the Super Bowl over the last 5 years? Last year it was the Black Eyed Peas. Richie, did you like them?
Yeah, they're a very entertaining group. Very right. Good.
So Richie,
this is
said,
who I voted for, Dougie.
Yeah, you voted for Black Eyed Peas?
I did.
All right, I know who Roberta voted for. We'll get to him
absolutely
in a minute.
Absolutely.
All right, so next option at the poll site at DougSteffen.com for your favorite performer.
No, I would not vote for Black Eyed Peas.
No.
Okay, but go ahead.
Like them.
Yes,
right.
I like
so that's the first choice. You can vote for Black Eyed Peas if you thought they were the best in the last 5 years. The Who did the halftime show in 2010. Did you think they, in the last 5 years, were the best halftime show? You can tell us at DougSteffen.com today.
Right now, Roberta's torn. She's like, oh, man.
Between the Who and Bruce? No.
I had no idea how much I need her.
Madonna is the show this year. A lot of people say she's nervous about performing.
I would be, too. She sucks now.
Really?
No. She's going to sing Vogue, though. I do know that because they saw Vogue flash on the field during practice.
Yeah. Right, I heard that, too. All right,
love
so Black Eyed Peas in 2011, The Who in 2010, Bruce Springsteen in 2009. My vote would probably be either for Bruce or for Prince.
Yeah, Prince is pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, so we are
Roberta,
voting.
Knowing what a massive Who fan you are also, who would you do?
It has to be Bruce. I didn't think The Who were that great that year.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Bruce always puts on a good show, doesn't he? He seems unfazed by whatever's going on. It just he knows how to perform in any circumstance. I think that's part of what makes him good. Kind of like this radio program. It goes on no matter what.
Well, my vote would be torn between the next two.
All right. Tom Petty, Heartbreakers, performed at the halftime show in 2008. So the candidate, one of the five you can vote for. Richie's torn between Tom Petty and Prince. See, I would be torn between Prince and Bruce.
Prince gives the Black Eyed Peas a run for their money.
Yeah.
Still Black Eyed Peas.
Prince was the performer in 2007. The other, so the A option at the poll at DougStephan.com to choose your favorite performer at a halftime of the last 5 years. Black Eyed Peas is A from last year. The Who 2 years ago, B. Bruce Springsteen 3 years ago, C. Tom Petty 4 years ago, D. Prince 5 years ago, E. Or F. I'm pretty sure I'll like Madonna's performance this year better than any of these. I'm betting that's not going to win.
No.
No. So, check it out. Let us know. Lots of excitement, of course, because of the Super Bowl.
She used to be so awesome.
She might still be.
She's still awesome in some respects, but,
yeah.
I mean, she's pushing, isn't she 50?
Well,
more
it doesn't matter. I mean, Petty's 60, Bruce is 60, yeah. The Who are all in their 60s, Prince is 50-something.
Yeah, and so that
just
shows
matter.
That you are against women, Rich.
Yeah, there you go, Richie. Richie's anti-women.
Her music just changed to so dramatic.
It went.
Look at all the rest of them. All the rest of them are kind of true to themselves, although they change within their genre. She got different, you know?
Yeah, she went techno. She tried to
yes.
clean up.
Yeah.
She's doing what makes a good show, so she thinks, or some.
So she thinks, right?
Yeah. 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Follow your heart and find your magic during Macy's Wear Red Sale. Now through Sunday, February 5th, wear red and save an extra 20% or 10% throughout the stores. Even if you're not wearing red, you can still get the extra savings by purchasing a red dress pin for $2. With pin sales to benefit Go Red for Women. Macy's is a national sponsor of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement. The Wear Red Sale, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Details in stores.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Reports continues 33 after the hour. What is that? Oh,
yeah. What does your microphone ever do to you? Leave that poor thing alone.
Well, you're down there.
Wow. Right. Where's the vacuum cleaner when we need it? 33 after Doug's good day. I'm Doug. He's Rich. She's Roberta. And she's Jennifer. We just went through the poll asking you to go through the past 5 years of Super Bowl halftime entertainment. Tell us what you think the best show was, whether it was Black Eyed Peas, The Who, or the E Street Band, or Heartbreakers, or Prince. Maybe you'll think Madonna is great. Roberta would be pretty good at halftime, wouldn't she?
She would be pure entertainment.
She would be pure entertainment, right. Yesterday's poll, is she still on the floor over this?
What are you doing?
Why do I hear wind chimes?
That's my coffee machine.
Yeah.
Your coffee machine sounds like wind chimes?
Coffee machine.
That was the wind chimes that I hit while I was going over to my coffee machine.
Oh, my God.
All right. You got to use a little visualization
here. Mongo espresso machine. I mean, it's tremendous.
Can we get to some issues here instead of all
quite
of this?
Expensive, we've but been it's horse the best cup of coffee.
Horseplay personified today. We have to mix it up a little bit.
It's like a Monday.
Good
today,
Lord!
But it's not. It's
our poll yesterday. What snack has to be part of your Super Bowl party? Let's see what won. 37% of you said you didn't care as long as there's beer.
Love you, people.
Rich, you must have voted about 37 times on that one. 14% said pizza. I'd go for that. I'd become a new. There are really good pizzas, whole wheat pizzas.
Yeah, we do that at home. We take whole wheat pita bread.
Yeah.
And I let the kids make their own pizza. We just put
veggies,
all the ingredients out. And
cheese.
And you can buy good vegetables and good sauce and good cheese, and you have a healthier pizza. It's a neat idea.
12% said chili, 11% said subs or sandwiches, 9% said nachos, and 5% of you said anything
nacho cheese.
Sweet. For your Super Bowl party.
You didn't have an orecchi con arugula and prosciutto, which
That's
is what
true.
I'm making.
We did. Good for you, Roberta.
Nothing says Super Bowl like prosciutto.
Like prosciutto.
All right, so there are two things. I got to quiet this crowd down here somehow, and this is going to be the way to do it. There are two pieces of audio that exist today.
Oh, this isn't going to quiet anybody down.
Well, it'll quiet down the silly stuff, and you get a little bit serious. Well, you have to be a little silly and a little bit serious. The two pieces of audio you're about to hear are not related at all to anything other than they have a political connection. They are people involved in politics, and the ramifications are just dreadful. Both of them are dreadful. The first one comes from a radio host who's on a talk radio station that's opposite ours. We are on KWAM in Memphis, and he's on another station. His name is Thaddeus Matthews. This is not great audio, but you get enough of the gist of it so that you are probably going to be shocked, in fact. The insults, the humiliation that this guy Matthews aims at Miss Charlotte Bergman, who happens to be a black lady, happens to be a Republican candidate for Congress in Memphis. He had her come on his program basically to belittle her and berate her because he doesn't think anybody who's black has any right being a Republican. So this was caught on tape. It's been posted and played on YouTube and has thousands of hits, which it deserves, so that you see what a bloke. How's that for? I could come up with some other things.
It's just so insulting.
This guy is an insulting jerk.
That just based on who you are, what you look like, where you come from, that you should be something.
So what you're listening to here, just to give you a highlight, get your stupid, ignorant butt out of my studio. And he says, I will not shake your hand because he doesn't want her whiteness to rub off on him. All right? So this is the kind of stuff that instead of bringing us together, it brings us apart. People like this with their ideas and their ideals, the reason that we have so many problems today. What's wrong with somebody if you're black being a Republican? Oh, you know, everybody who's black is supposed to vote Democratic. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. Herman Cain is a good example of that. More and more, that's changing. Like it or not, that's not really what it's about. This is more a lesson into the insensitivity and bigotry and just plain foolishness that goes on in the name of skin color and politics. So here's Thaddeus Matthews.
You are not a bourgeoisie Negro, a token Negro, that the white folks are told put Martin Luther King's picture up there. Do you know that we don't give a damn about Martin Luther King's picture being up there with you?
Well, unfortunately, there are people that I meet that do care very much, and so we have a failure to communicate, so I'm going to end this conversation.
Well, okay, get up and get your ass up out of here. Get your stupid ignorant ass up out of my studio. Another token ass Negro that wants white folks to approve you. Take your stupid ass on out my damn building, because I'm tired of you Negroes as being bought by white folks that want to walk up in there. I don't need to shake your hand. Get your ass hell up out my building. Y'all out my building. I'm scared because some of that whiteness might rub off on me.
Can you imagine how anybody in this day and age pulls that off on a radio station?
Someone white said that? Oh, my goodness.
I think that's one of the reasons that I wanted you to hear it, because you hear all these.
I was going to start bleeping it because it was just a little bit. But you have to hear that.
Yeah. That tone as much as the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want your whiteness to rub off on me.
So hateful.
Very hateful. That's awful. Awful. No excuse for it on either side.
This guy will get fired.
I don't know.
Think he'll be protected?
I don't. It's hard to know. I'd want to know who owned the station first.
I think if it was reversed, he would be fired.
Yeah.
If it were you or me saying this,
if it was a white person saying your blackness might rub off,
we would have 90% of our stations dropping us
now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd be out.
Okay. So this is just an FYI. That's all. I play this audio because I think it's very compelling. Here's the next thing. During the last weekend of campaigning in Florida, there were a lot of things going on. You know that a lot of money was spent on radio and television advertising to get you, if you live in Florida, to vote. So this isn't new, but it's becoming an art form, these robocalls, where they use the technology to be able to reach out and call with basically a computer and a press of a button. You get the list into the computer, you can access these lists. Thousands and thousands and thousands of calls are made at the same time. So the Gingrich campaign had a robocall on Monday, and it focused on blaming Mitt Romney for supposedly taking kosher food away from Holocaust survivors. The real story, I mean, this is how far stretched this is. But, I mean, to listen, to, again, to the words and the tone, because a lot of Jewish population in Florida, certainly a large elderly population. So I have, in case you don't understand it, Richie, you can tell me after you play this whether you've understood it. I'll read the text if you didn't. But for Roberta and Rich and others who may not have heard, this was the robocall that went out on Monday.
As governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney vetoed a bill paying for kosher food for our seniors in nursing homes. Holocaust survivors, who for the first time were forced to eat non-kosher because Romney thought $5 was too much to pay for our grandparents to eat kosher.
It's actually
where
pretty funny,
Mitt Romney's compassion for our seniors? Tuesday, you can end Mitt Romney's hypocrisy on religious freedom with a vote for Newt Gingrich, paid for by Newt 2012.
So Newt actually paid for this, even though he denied knowing anything about it. This is not a PAC. This is Gingrich paying for this. And the reality is, I remember this here in Massachusetts, a bill that came at a time. Romney cut the budget in Massachusetts. He cut employees, staff, budgets. Regardless, whatever Newt wants you to believe, one of the things Romney did, other than try to get along and work through the system with the other party, was he cut a lot of wasteful and fraudulent spending and stopped the increases in these budgets. This is that old ruse, we're going to cut the budget.
Right.
This wasn't about what was being done. It was about a proposal to spend another $600,000 to distribute kosher food to the Jewish senior centers and old age homes and that sort of thing. So it completely distorted what the real... It's kind of like the thing now that's floating around. Romney supposedly said he doesn't care about people who's poor. I forget what the exact quote is. But it is taken so outrageously out of context by those who are his detractors. And I'm not here to tell you to vote for Romney. If somebody asks me, I'll tell you who I'm going to vote for. But it isn't. That's not what it's about. It's about taking this stuff and twisting it and turning it. And by the way, his vetoing the legislation was overridden by the legislature, but he took a stand, said he didn't want to increase the budget in this and many other areas because we had a problem at the time and still do. Massachusetts hasn't had a balanced budget for eons. And Newt. Mitt was the only one in recent memory who tried to balance the budget in Massachusetts. That was one of the reasons he got elected. Anyway.
You actually sound like you could have some good things to say about Mitt Romney.
I remember what he did and more I analyze what's going on, I find him, because he did work well with these other people. You know, I just am a believer that we need to stop the gridlock. You got to fix some of this stuff, and somebody who can work with both sides.
Right. I was a Newt fan until I started hearing stuff like this.
Nah, he's done.
The guy's a smart guy, but
yeah, he's losing.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, losing traction.
He is.
Yeah, he really is.
Never like my candidates. First Herman Cain, now Newt Gingrich.
How do you listen to that? And think he's okay?
Yeah. I know, it's not okay. It's the kind of stuff that's ridiculous.
So what is there, Trump, why did he endorse Gingrich would be my question.
Newt Gingrich is running on the real conservative ticket, like Europeans of the world have endorsed Newt and Donald's trying
They
to
don't know, they wouldn't know a real conservative if they fell over him. They don't even know what the word means. So, Roberta, what are the people in New York saying about, and is Bloomberg going to endorse? He won't bother because he's an independent, he won't get involved.
He might, but I don't know if he will. I don't think.
What about Trump? What are people saying about Trump endorsing Gingrich? Anything? Did you hear anything?
People just roll their eyes. Really, I mean, New Yorkers are a pretty independent lot, and it doesn't matter who endorses who when it comes to New Yorkers.
What did they think about
ourselves.
Trump running?
Again, they roll their eyes. They're like, whatever.
Right. Okay. So here's one. Here's one. This is a Rich, you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
There's an IQ study that's out relating to those who are prejudiced and racists.
Oh,
Okay. And it basically says, if I cut through all the mustard, Brock University did the study, pretty provocative. Basically, the conclusion is that racists are dumb. Less intelligent, okay, if you will.
That's not a stretch.
There's a study published in Psychological Science showing that people who score low on IQ tests in childhood are more likely to develop prejudiced beliefs in adulthood. And let's see, the IQ, what I'm looking at, IQ is anything, what it average is 100, I think, isn't it? Average IQ is 100. I think it is.
Average IQ 100?
I believe the mean income is 100, yeah. Right. Ooh. So below that, you're below average. Above it, you're above average. And so less intelligent. It's just interesting to see some of these university psychologists looking at all of this stuff. There's a lot of it on the Huffington Post.
One of the Freakonomics books.
Yeah.
And they have a fascinating study on the names, the most popular names given to the children of low-income people.
For example?
The number one female name of low-income people is Jasmine.
Really?
Spelled in a number of different ways. Z-S-C-Z-Y, whatever it is. Hmm. But just to read, and then they go through the names of the most educated people and high-income people and just look at these trends and whatnot.
And so what are the high-income names?
And it's fascinating. I don't have it in front of me, but, yeah, I mean, things that you, Edgar, things that you would, you know. Yeah.
Probably like Apple or...
Right.
Yeah. I know somebody named Apple, in fact.
Do you?
Yeah, woman.
Besides Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, no, I have a woman who is a farm person in Western Mass whose name is Apple. Apple. Speaking of Apple, they did their IPO a long time ago. Facebook in the process. This is a fascinating reality. In this market, at this time, with money being as tight as it is, these people could raise $5 billion with their IPO, Facebook. $5 billion. The company itself is worth $80 billion. And they want to raise some cash for the investors. So some of them will, you know, there always is an exit strategy for people who throw money into a company. They want 3 or 4 years. They want to get out. And so this is the exit strategy for those people. People who put in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
It can't last forever. It's sooner or later, it's going to fade off.
But you know what? Those people who put in $40,000, some of them may get $40 million for their $40,000 investment. $40 million for putting $40,000 in venture capital people or friends of Zuckerberg.
You could also lose it in a heartbeat.
Wow. But if you take it in cash, you get the...
That's why it's called venture.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Venture capital is very dangerous stuff. Yep, it is.
I mean, I think before they let you invest in it, you actually have to sign documents saying that you are willing to lose the money.
Right. Disclosure, exactly. Yeah, there are a lot of those, not just with venture people.
Don't sign one or two of those documents.
I have in my time.
Before I went into radio.
No. I've been in radio doing other things. All right. So 11:40 the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone standing by so patient, getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Eight hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougSteppen.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
How do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thought.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I remember as a child, this was the most wonderful experience I think I had as a child. Seeing Peter Pan.
He can fly.
He can fly.
He can fly.
Yeah. I remember seeing, this was
hit the wall.
A movie, this was a play. I remember my mother taking me to the play.
Did you see the play? Do you know that Wendy gave me voice lessons?
Really?
Throughout my teenage years, yeah.
No.
How'd that work out for you?
You know what? It was really fun, and she said I was okay, Rich.
Yeah. Rich, why don't you take your attitude and get fall off of a pier or something? Will you please leave the poor girl alone?
Yeah, why don't you give my Peter Pan?
Yeah.
How about 7 o'clock Friday?
All right. As I said, the program today. Chuck, I'm sorry.
I don't care what people say. Steven Spielberg's 1990 movie Hook, which has a very mixed reaction among people. I had my friend at the movie theater before Christmas screen it again off the Blu-ray projector, and with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. And I know it's a little flawed, but I love that movie. I love it. I love
it. Nothing like the original. The original Peter Pan. As a kid, I just I was enthralled by it. It just really made a big difference. I wanted to believe in fairies and still do, I guess. The little things.
Hey, I can introduce
around.
You to
my friends. Jen and Roberta live in New York, and
yeah. Okay.
If you believe in fairies, Doug, I got a good therapist to recommend you.
No, why? What's wrong with believing in fairies?
No,
fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you, Chucker, if you're young at heart. 55 past the hour. Okay. We're going to change the tone completely. From the sweetness of Walt Disney's Peter Pan, which was the number one movie during this week in 1953, to the number one movie during this week in 1999. As I said, exactly the opposite tone. You'll recognize the voice of the star.
Yeah. Up my alley, then.
Yeah, I'll be right up your alley, Richie. Okay. And you'll identify it by calling 800-510-8255 to win the swell prize. If you have not won before in Movie Moments, here's your chance. Here's the first clip.
Old habits die hard.
Got it.
Yes. If you don't kick them, they kick you. Ain't marriage grand?
All right. He's nothing better than a good, strong microphone. Next clue.
GSW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound. Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
As good as he was in this, the co-star who is dead now was phenomenal.
Which one are you talking about?
Gray beard, whitish beard.
Oh, the old cowboy star, Coburn.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, right. But yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
This is amazing what smoking and drinking all these years will do for your voice. Here's the last clue.
Not many men know what their life's worth.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I do. That's enough. 800-510-8255. Name of the movie, please. Trucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
2323. Hi, Chucker. Movie news, pal.
All right, Doug. Interesting story here. Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin signing on to star together in an action comedy titled Old Timers. This will be the first time Pacino and Walken have appeared on screen together. I must admit, I love Christopher Walken, but I think he's like 71 or 72. Has not aged very well. The great director Joe Carahan, the other day I mentioned that he's going to do a remake of the 1974 film Death Wish. He says in an interview that the remake will take place in Los Angeles instead of New York City and will be based on the original novel, the original film produced in 74, starred actor Charles Bronson. And Kate Hudson signing on to do a first action movie is titled Everly, playing a woman trapped in her apartment who fends off assassins hired by her ex-boyfriend who was an ex-
You need to get Gina Carano to do that.
Yeah, role. Geez, listen to
Richard in Cathedral City. What's the name of the movie?
Chinatown first.
No, sir. Malcolm's in Fort Bliss. Go ahead, Malcolm. What's the name of the movie?
Yes, the movie is called Payback.
That's right. Mel Gibson, you get the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. Thank you.